you stay strong, if you have an exercise partner that helps you work. So let me just get started here. I'm going to change everything about your life in the next 40 minutes. Let's talk about how you're sitting. You should be sitting on the edge of the chair, sit forward. You should have the weight in your heels, and your back should be straight. If you're sitting in the back of that pew, then you're rounding your spine, and you're beginning the slouching process. So the slouching process, very terrible, things that are awful happen to you. Your shoulders go forward, your head comes forward, your chin comes down, your ears sag, and suddenly your body notices that there is extra space here where there's loose skin, and it starts to fill it with storage. So you end up with that lump on the back of your neck, and when you're in the giant eagle, start looking at people's necks and say, oh, that's a person that sits in the back of their chair instead of sitting forward and sitting tall. So you become your chair. And when I was a young student, I worked as an overseas operator at night to help pay for my college. And I noticed that the people that had worked there the longest had derrieres that looked exactly like the seat that we sat in. And so as I progressed in my career training, I saw that people that sat in recliners in the evening had heavier derrieres and thicker thighs and softer backs, because in a recliner you're sitting like this, so beautiful with your feet up, snuggling with your mate, snacking and watching TV. I'm guilty of that too, but it is the death of you. You need to be in a chair that is more firm. So I'm not saying throw away your recliner, I'm saying be aware that your body is like sand, and it puts storage in places that are the lowest possible point or places that are not used. So we find that we are, you know, getting extra weight or saggy arms or, you know, pockets of fat in places that we don't want them. And your body is just like the mom whose kids go to college. They're not in that bedroom anymore, and so now their bedrooms become storage. So you have to keep every part of your body active so that your body doesn't find any storage spaces. Back to your chair. So you're sitting nice and tall in that seat, and when you get home today, I want you to find little pillows that you have, accent pillows everywhere, and I want you to put one of those pillows behind you every time you're in a chair, because it gives me that nice curve to your lumbar, and it makes you sit up straight. And it's all about doing the right things every day. So now we talked about your chair. You're going to put a pillow there. You're going to spend less time in the recliner. You're going to put the weight on your heels when you're sitting. And also, for Christmas, you're going to ask people that love you to buy you a rocking chair. And you're like, no, Anne, I'm not going to be in a rocking chair. And I'm like, yes, you are. Because when you're in a rocking chair, you're constantly toning your quads. And so in Miranda White's book, Aging Backwards, she was a dancer, and they age pretty well. But her philosophy is, once your feet go, you're gone. And we know that when you can't walk anymore, that changes your whole dynamics. So I will go one step further. Once your quads are gone, you're in trouble, because you can't get off, out of a chair, out of a car, off the toilet. These are your lifter muscles. They are the most important muscles in your body. And so you need to keep them nice and toned. So in the South, even in the airport, people are in those rocking chairs all the time. And just rocking like that tones these muscles all the time. And you don't have all those issues where you have to have an electric chair that dumps you out, because you've been in a rocker. So think about that. The next thing is thinking about when you're on your computer at home, sitting on one of those exercise balls. Now you'll see all of my executives sit on a ball. None of them are on a chair. When you're on an exercise ball, again, you're moving the quads, and you have to, you know, sit tall, because otherwise you fall off the ball. So you have an immediate solution if you're misbehaving. You just fall off the ball. So I would encourage you to get one of those balls and use that when you're in front of the computer, because that will keep you toned and keep you sitting up straight, because you know what happens when you're in front of the computer? You're ruining your posture again. So in Miranda White's book, she says, if you want to look 10 pounds thinner, stand up tall. So it is all about your posture. What we need to do then is fix the way that you sit and fix the way that you walk. And let me talk to you now for 1 second about how you walk. Remember I told you I need 20 minutes of walking. And I don't care when it is, day, night. If you're a morning person, you know, walk in the morning. If you're a night person, walk at night. If you're a right-handed person, you do things with your right hand. If you're left-handed, you do things with your left hand. The same thing with exercise. People tend to exercise at the time that is right for them. So there is no right or wrong. It's up to you. So now when you walk, I like you to do power walking. So this is called mall walking. So what happens is you're walking and you're just exercising this little muscle right here that you don't need to exercise, because now in our life we do everything in front of us. We're working, working, working. So you're exercising that muscle all the time. What you need to do is exercise this muscle. So when you're walking then, I want you to simply bend your arms. Bend your arms. And when you walk then, the bicep and tricep are both activated. So you're walking. Just changing everything about your arms just by bending your elbow. The next thing is your hand position. So I want you to try this right now. Put your thumb across your fingernails. Put your thumb across your fingernails. You should be able to see right through your hand. This is the Tai Chi fist. This is the most friendly grip for your fingers, your thumb joint, and it keeps your muscles toned in your arms, so you get that beautiful synchronized swim sculling muscle or the golfer muscle. So this is the grip, the light grip. So when you walk, you're going to bend your elbows and you're going to use that light grip. Also, when you walk, I'm going to change a couple things here. I'm worried about your hip strength, because we know when we move into that osteoporosis area where we start to lose bone tone, you know, one of the things that happens is that you fracture your hips. So I'm going to change that now. When you walk, you will put one foot in front of the other, just like that, like you're on a tightrope. Now, if you think that people will think you're crazy, you are probably right, but you are smarter than them because you are toning your hips. So as you walk, you put one foot in front of the other, and you can extend your stride so that no one will know that you're walking like this. Okay, extend your stride and walk by putting one foot in front of the other. So as you do that, you are toning your hips. So the secret is, don't look down, because when you're looking down, you're changing your head position. I want you to breathe the sky, not the dust, when you walk. Breathe the sky, not the dust. So if you were a young child in England and I were your nanny and you were of royal birth, I would go out to the garden and get a holly sprig, because it's a nice little bush with kind of scratchy leaves but no thorns, and I would tie that around your neck so that when you stood, your chin would be up, not your nose, your chin would be up, so you would have royal bearing. So now when you walk, I want you to imagine that you have that collar around your neck so that your chin is up and your hands are in the Tai Chi position and your elbows are bent and you're walking with grace and dignity and you're looking amazing, simply amazing. And so now you're not a mall walker. Instead, you're exercising as you walk, you're looking amazing, and you're correcting your posture. So okay, we know how to sit, we know how to walk. Talk about standing. So I like my guys to stand, you know, with their hands to their side, either in the back, like guys stand, or their hands at their side, and I like your feet 2 fists apart so that they're even with your pelvic girdle, and I like the weight on the back of your heel. So when my women stand, I like them to turn one foot out, I like them to put the other foot into their instep, and I like not their hands on their hips this way, but this way. And then your weight is distributed right in this triangle, and you look amazing, all right? So the idea is to look beautiful all the time. And if I tell you to exercise because it's good for you, you've heard that. If I tell you to exercise because, you know, your children love you and you need to live long for them, you know, that'll last about 3 seconds until your kids do something stupid and you'll say, ah. What I'm telling you is to find your inner excellence. Do this workout because God gave you a beautiful body, and you need to find your inner excellence and look gorgeous all the time. It's not hard. So now you know how to walk, you know how to sit. Let's talk about the actual exercise program. So here we go. So your question is, why don't I have handouts, right? Because I want you to remember this routine, and you have to really focus. So there's no note-taking. Everybody's just thinking. So these are light hand weights. They're 3 pounds. I use, for women, 2 to 3 pound weights. For guys, 5 to 8 pound weights, depending on what you feel comfortable with. You want to make sure that you're not bothering your rotator cuff, that the weights are light, because you have to do a lot of reps with these weights. And the reason that we do a lot of reps with light weights is because your muscles are made to work three ways. And as soon as you understand that, you'll feel so much better about what you're doing. So you have the bulk of the muscle, the center, and then you have the ends. So your muscles are made to lift, to pull, and to push. And if you remember those three things, lift, pull, and push, then you'll have the perfect exercise routine for every muscle. You'll look chopped, sculpted, gorgeous. So who lifts light weights with high reps? People like Madonna, people like Michelle Obama, that's their workout. And it should be your workout. So it's not necessary for you to lift heavy weights. And I just really feel terrible when I see personal trainers put people on these heavy lifting programs, because it increases the bulk of the muscle, but then you lose your flexibility. So you want to be able to see a nice bulk to your muscle, but then the ends should be nice and tight. So it's just like pulling it so that it's strong. So here you go. All right. This is your workout. So you're going to do, start slow, make sure your doctor says you can work out, but you're going to do maximum 20 curls. So you might want to do 5 the first day, because you have to do the whole workout every single day. And so why do I have to work out every day? I don't understand. Because every time you take a day off, your body is just so tricky. I mean, it just thinks if it's getting a free ride, it can use that for storage. Okay, you're out of the house for one day, I'm going to put junk in your room. So there is no day off. And my philosophy is, if you want to eat that day, then you have to exercise. If you feel like there's a day that you don't want to eat, that's the day that you can take off. Or if your temperature is 100 degrees, I allow that day to be off. Over 100 and vomiting, you can take that day. Otherwise, there is no day off. So I need you to get one of those little college mirrors, you know, those little dorm mirrors, or some full-length mirror in your house, and I want you to exercise in front of the mirror, because then you can see whether one arm is different than the other, because you don't want to create a monster. You want to be symmetrical and gorgeous and all chopped up. So it's just 20 curls. So now what goes forward must go back. So now you're going to do the racer start so that it's just back like this. So I did the bicep, and now I'm doing the saggy triceps. So it's 20 this way, and if this were another kind of setup, you'd be doing these exercises with me. Okay, so 20 this way, and then 20 that way. So what goes to the front must go to the back. Now, 20 this way. So what goes up must also go down. So pick up the suitcases. Pick up the suitcases. So we did the curls, we did the racing start, we did the overhead press, and we picked up the suitcases. Okay, and now we're going to step our feet apart, and we're going to punch, because we need a little weight training, and then we need a little speed. So 1, 2, 3, 4. So when you punch, it's not straight out. That's too hard on the inside of your arm, and no one punches that way. So when you're looking in your mirror, you're going to punch your nose. Not, you know, please don't break the glass, but punch in the direction of your nose. So your punches will cross, and your body responds to that. You just don't stand there like this. You use your body weight. Oh, so we had 5 things I had you do. Curl, in your mind, review these now. Curl, the racing start, overhead, pick up the suitcases, and the punch. That's it. So 20 times with these light weights. So that was the lifting. All right. Let's go to the pulling. This is a simple TheraBand. You can order these online, or you can get them at the Walmart or at Dick's. I try to always buy the heaviest one, because over time, they get a little squishy. So I'm going to show you these exercises, and at the same time, you're going to do them with your hands. So here we go. This is how you do it. Hands like this. All right, so first we're in this position, in close, and we pull. And if you were in workout clothes, I'd be looking to see if this bone is lifted. So when you're looking in front of your mirror, this is the bone that I want you to watch, your collarbone, because as your collarbone sags down, then your lungs get crushed up, and then you get the hump on the back, and then you can only look down, and you can't wear clothes, and your whole life changes. And that's not going to happen to us. Up tall, here we go, position one. So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, go to 20. Piece of cake, right? Okay, that's position one. Position two, so you're going to pull overhead. So what I'm doing is working your triangle, your posture triangle. So you're going to pull 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so we have position one right here, position two here, position three. So it's like the basketball hoop. So I should be able to shoot a basketball in there. And so when I'm pulling this out, I'm working here and here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Down here, right here, here's your navel. Pull out right here. I'm squaring your shoulder line. Try it right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so what were those positions again? In front, close, overhead, out here, down here. Those are the double secret posture exercises. So you do them with the band. Up. Now, I do them with the ball. So this is just a little playground ball. If you can find the ones with these little nubs on, they're better, because then also you're doing acupressure, and that relaxes the nerves in your neck and back. But you push just like this. So it's the same exercises we did with the pull, but now you're pushing. So you're holding it for 6 seconds, and you're doing it 20 times. So that doesn't seem like a lot, but it is quite the workout. And everything that I'm doing is lifting your upper body to the place that it should be. So when you can lift the upper body, then you can pull the stomach in, and it corrects your posture. So we can go over those exercises briefly again, only this time try it, and you'll push instead of pull. So with your hands in this position, just get the feel of it. So push, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, overhead, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, out in front, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, down, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, shake it loose. All right, so you're going to start with the weights, then you're going to do the band, then you're going to do the ball. Piece of cake, right? Piece of cake. So that's your everyday workout. Now, what else? I have one more secret. This is the easiest thing of all. This is a little weighted ball. So we start with the overhead toss. So your job is to toss the ball 100 times. 100 times. So start slow, but the first time you do it, you're gonna say, you know, that lady was right. This is really hard work, and it's fixing this line right here, because as we age, we lose muscle mass. That will happen to everyone else. It won't happen to you now that you know the secrets. So just tossing the ball, very easy. When you get good at that, you can do it 100 times, then you start to add a little weight to your ball. You can buy 2-pound balls at the Walmart or at Dick's. This is a 3-pound ball, and you just toss the ball. So you may get tired of just tossing the ball, so I allow you to mix it up. But still, the magic number is 100. Don't start with that. Start with 20. Next year at this time, you'll be at 100. But start with 20. So a simple ball toss. So I'll do 20 this way, then I'll do 20 that way. Then I'll do 20 that way. Then I'll do some chopping just to mix it up. But add the clap. Okay? You got to do it 100 times, and I'm giving you that flexibility to just add some excitement in your life with your ball toss. All right, here we go. Let's talk about your hands. I lost my little ball here. Okay, so we talked about you being on, you know, watching how you sit, watching how you walk, doing your simple workout. When you do your 20 minutes at night, you know, do your power walk. Now we're talking about filling in the downtime. So I, again, you know, daughter of an engineer, I hate wasting any second when it could be filled with an exercise that would make you look young and gorgeous. So when you're in front of your computer or you're sitting in front of the TV, you should be doing your hand exercises. There is no time off for you now. You know, if you're going to be a beauty queen or a superstar or a model, you know, every minute has to be dedicated to that. So all your dead time should be exercise time. So this is a little squishy ball that I got at the dollar store. Traditionally, you see the round balls that they call stress balls. If you have one of those, give it away, okay? This is the ball that you need, a little football-shaped ball. Because what happens to the round balls is they cause your thumb to collapse. So the normal position of the thumb should be out like this. And when you get arthritis, your thumb collapses like this. And then you can't open jars. You know, it's very painful. You drop everything. And you have to say, why is this happening to me? Well, we know now that preventative medicine is more important than anything else. So even if you don't have this problem yet, let's prevent it. Let's stop it before it happens. So the 10 key study that I was involved with, we worked with people that were in their 70s and 80s. The study that I'm currently involved with now, called Move Up, is an offshoot of that study. And the 10 key study was so successful in making changes in people's lives and in their physical condition that we said, why are we waiting till there is a problem and then trying to do our best and fix it? Why aren't we not reaching down to people in their 60s and telling them, do this now so that you don't have that problem later? And so that's where we are now. We're going to just like stop it before it starts. So you have this little ball and you just squeeze it. That's it. How simple is that? But when you squeeze that ball, it tones the whole arm and it keeps the knuckles and joints active in your hand. So when you find a little football-shaped ball, buy it. It doesn't have to look exactly like this, but it should be about that size and should be comfortable in your hand. So you just squish that, especially when your computer is syncing and, you know, it just makes you crazy that it takes so long to do these things. Just keep that ball there and that will help you. Also, you know, you've seen these Grip Master things in the store where you push each finger. It's a little more difficult. These are also very valuable. So put one of those in your Christmas stocking and use it when you fly or when you're, again, in front of the computer. But a couple minutes, not all day, a couple minutes here and there. You know, one of the things I was the lead exercise physiologist for the 6-year Highmark Blue Cross osteoporosis study. And one of the things that we used as a diagnostic tool to determine whether you were at risk for bone loss was the grip strength test. So as you start to lose your grip strength, then you know that you are starting to lose some of your bone strength. And the way that we make the bones stronger is to signal to the muscle. So the more you use your muscles, the more your spine will be fed and active. So we can't really do too much about reversing osteoporosis, but we can stop bone loss. And there is some evidence that you can make your bones stronger. You can gain bone strength by exercise. And that's our theory now. So in the course that I teach, Strong Body, Strong Bones, it is all osteoporosis exercises from this Highmark Blue Cross study. And it was so successful. After 6 years, we had no breaks in our group. And then After the study was over and funding was done, I became queen mother of that Red Hat group. The Scarlet Minx was my group. And so these same people that I had been with, six cohorts over 6 years, were all in my Red Hat study. So in the next 6 years, we had no breaks. So that was 12 years. People learned these exercises and they did them. So you see this little blue goo? It's like Play-Doh, only it's, you can buy it online. It's therapy goo. Maybe you have some from your physical therapist from a break, but it's just clay. And it works the same way as that little ball, but it gives you a little bit more excitement because you can stretch it, you know, do a little bit more with it. So I would say put some clay by your couch, put some clay by your computer, and just take care of your body. Baby it. I mean, it's just like, you know, we were put on this earth to serve. And you can't serve unless you're at the top of your game. Just like when you're in the airplane, you have to put the oxygen mask on first before you can help your children. So you have to be feeling good and on top of your game, and all of your body parts have to work. So now we've talked about the hands. Let's do the hand exercises. Here we are. Okay, everybody's hands up. Touch the thumbnail. Touch the thumbnail. Touch, touch. Again, touch, 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 touch. I'm okay. This is for pincer grip. You're okay. He's okay. She's okay. I'm okay. You're okay. He's okay. She's okay. Hello. Goodbye. Hello. Goodbye. Play the piano. Play the piano. Open the jar. Open the jar. Open the jar. Roll the rolling pin. Twist the dish rag. Shake it loose. Shake it loose. You get a little spare time, do those hand exercises. All right, let's talk about balance. So there are many balance exercises out there. I will give you the best ones. 40 years in this business, I've done them all. I know the Canadian program, I know everyone's programs. Tai Chi is the best way to maintain and gain balance. Also helps with mental acuity because you really have to learn the forms, pay attention, concentrate, and as you're doing it, you're shifting your weight and learning to balance. So, best balance exercise is the swing. Put your coffee in the microwave in the morning or put something in the microwave, whatever you're doing, and hold onto your chair in the kitchen and do the swing. Got it? Working on that hip flexibility. You're standing on one leg. Your toes are open on this standing leg, and you're, as you move this leg, you're strengthening your knee. Okay, good at that? Let go. Get in trouble? Step down. Good at that? There you go. Swing. Next. Good at that? Put your hands in front, put your foot behind. Switch them. Switch them. Once you get good at that, then go freestyle. Don't touch down. Don't touch down. That strengthens your hips. Makes you strong every way possible. So you just need a couple minutes in the morning. 5 years I have been teaching Tai Chi, and I see people that couldn't even do this now doing all kinds of things on one leg without falling over. You can learn balance. It's not one of those things that, you know, is going to drift away. If you don't practice it, you're going to fall. If you practice it, you won't fall. And, you know, my own personal story, every time I think like I'm really good at something, God gives me a little wake-up call. So I think, I'm a really strong athlete, and I'm, really good at everything, and suddenly I'm running in the morning, and I fall, and I break my arm. And it's like a total wake-up call. How could that happen to me? You know? But it did. And so I learned from that. After that, I started to teach Tai Chi. So a couple mornings ago, I was running in the morning, and it was garbage day. And the garbage man had put the lid, you know, on the sidewalk, and it was dark, and I didn't see it, and I stepped right in that lid. You know how those lids roll? And I thought, oh, there go my teeth. You know, that's going to be the end. But guess what? I didn't fall, because Tai Chi teaches you to recorrect, and it makes your muscles balance. So if you're going one way, then you can pull another way. And so thank God, and thanks Tai Chi, I didn't fall. But, it took that one fall really to make me think about falling. And, you know, sometimes God gives you that wake-up call. So now I'm really happy. There's one of my Tai Chi students right there and back there, two of them. And, you know, it's done a marvelous job for me and for my students. So you have the Tai Chi balance exercises. Now let's talk about the ankle exercises. So I'm like working my way down here so that you, when you leave here, you'll be a whole new person. All right, so here's your ankle exercises. In Miranda's book, she talks about standing up and doing the alphabet. Okay, so we disagree on a couple things. I think that is a very good exercise. However, I like you to do your alphabet in bed before you get out of the bed in the morning. Excuse me one second. Because that also doubles as the exercise for plantar fasciitis. Don't have plantar fasciitis? Good for you. You're going to get it sooner or later. Prevention. Prevention is the name of the game. So right there in your pew, you're going to write the alphabet. And we're not going to do the whole thing because it takes too long. We're just going to do like to D or something. But I, in order to do it, I'm checking your penmanship. You need to do the big loopy script letters, like old-fashioned writing. So the big A, the big beautiful B, C, and D. Now with the other foot, because we have to always have the yin and the yang, what we do for one, we have to do for the other. The big A, B, C, D, and E. Good, okay? Step on the gas, step on the gas, step on the gas, step on the gas. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. And the most important one, roll your foot. So you would be rolling your foot like this, like that. Roll your foot. And why is that the most important? Because what happens when you go off a curb? You sprain your ankle. So if you do this foot rolling all the time, you go off the curb, you recorrect, like, no big deal. You think I'm old and I'm going to fall? No. So those are the exercises. Write the alphabet, step on the gas, tick-tock, roll in, roll out, roll in, roll out. All right. So let's just review what we've learned so far. We've learned to sit up in our chair. We've learned to put a pillow in our back. We've learned to go home and look at our chairs and remember that we are our chair. We've learned to exercise our hands. We've learned to walk correctly. We've learned to keep our head up, our regal bearing. And so now it comes to the icing on the cake, the face. Everyone wants to have a youthful face. So in the personal training business, this is a secret. You know, we know people have Botox and they have facial surgeries. So when we meet you for the first time as our client, we always try to guess your age. And that's like, you know, a big thing if you can guess someone's age correctly, because it means that you can look at them and like Sherlock Holmes, gather things about their lifestyle and make some assumptions so that when you train them, you can be a better trainer. But the big thing is to guess your age. So when we look at you, we don't look at your face. We look at the back of your arm. And the more wrinkles you have by your elbow, the older you are, because we know you're not using your tricep. So as you age, things start to go down. So when you get home, stand in front of the mirror and look at that elbow. And if there's a lot of skin wrinkling there, you think, oh, I better do Ann's exercise. I better do that curling. She told me I don't want to have a wrinkly elbow, or my personal trainer will think I'm very old. So now let's do your face. We know the face is a muscle just like anything else. If you remember the drawings of the skeleton where, you know, you can see those beautiful muscles in the face and then skin is over top of it. So you can use any kind of expensive skin tightener that you can find anywhere, and that will tighten your skin, but it's just like good wallpaper over bad plasterboard. In the end, it looks bad. It just looks bad. So let's go from the inside out. Let's make you strong and beautiful from the inside out. So that all you need, like my father used to say, is all a woman ever needs is a fresh, scrubbed face. Her beauty will shine through. And so the same is for you. All right, let's analyze that face. Number one, you're going to have to do these exercises with me. Let's get rid of this line. Let's ease that line. And the secret to that is blowing out the candle. So imagine that you are blowing out a birthday candle for 4 seconds. Ready? And rest. And rest. And rest. And rest. So I only did that 4 times. Okay, so that fixed that line. Now right here, I don't like this saggy skin right here. So now you're going to imagine that you're in Florida and you have a beautiful fruit drink and you're sucking with a straw. So that will take this away. So ready? And rest. And rest. And rest. And rest. So that's 4 times for 4 seconds. So I fixed this and I fixed that. Now this. Okay. Thanksgiving just around the corner. No one wants that neck. No one wants that turkey neck. It's just all bad. Lift your chin with an attitude. Wrap that bottom lip, okay? And make this sound. Ma, 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 ma. I don't hear you making it. Ma, 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 ma. Good. I took a couple years off your life right there. Okay? Amazing, amazing. So now we talk about the side of the neck. So what happens is, you know, your neck sinks into your shoulders. It's all bad. So you want the side of your neck to be nice and strong, because it is actually possible for, as the face slips, you get those wrinkles here, which we used to think were signs of, a weak cardiac system. But now we know it's just the face sinking. If you keep the sides of your face strong, you won't have that wrinkling by the ear. And there is an actual scientific study that says that your ears grow as your face goes down. That's like the most horrible thing ever, ever. So we're going to prevent that. We're going to take care of that right now. So now you look straight ahead. You wrap both lips. And you make this sound. M-pa, m-pa. I don't hear it. M-pa, 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 m-pa. Good. Oh, man, you look amazing. All right, so now we have this one. This wrinkle right here, this character wrinkle, ready? Eyebrow push-ups. So lift, up one, up two, up three, up four, up five, up six, up seven, up eight, up nine, up ten. Perfect. So that character line is gone. The last exercise. First of all, Anne, when should we do these exercises? When you're driving. That's dead time. When you're driving. Don't look in the mirror when you're doing them, your rearview mirror, because then you'll miss your exit on the parkway. But when you're in your car, do this. Don't think anyone's going to be watching you. Number one, everybody's on their cell phone. They don't care about you. Number two, young people are not going to look at you because anybody older than them is way old. So just use that dead time to do these face exercises. Here we go. This is the last exercise. It's the kissing exercise. Why is it the kissing exercise? Not because I'm touchy and feely. I am not that kind of person. I am all about business. This exercise keeps your cheeks where they belong. You want to look like that 16-year-old with those apple cheeks? You have to act like a 16-year-old. And when they kiss loud and obnoxiously. And they don't care. So in order to keep that nice fat pad right there, instead of having it sink down here and you look like a hound dog, you have to stimulate the nerve ending under there. So we do the kissing exercise. When you kiss, you have to kiss loud and obnoxiously. All right? So we're going to kiss 25 times. 25 times. Your face should hurt when you're done. If it does not, then you need to practice kissing more often. Okay, that'll be your kissing homework. So here we go. Ready? Here we go. Pucker up. I don't hear you. Very good. Very good. Okay. You look amazing, and I'm so, so proud of all of you. As a matter of fact, I don't even recognize you. You've gotten so much younger. Okay, so now I'm going to turn the program over to Kathy, and she's going to tell you all the things you have right here in this amazing church.
Yes. Well, I would say that, Anne, that was so okay. Good and so inspirational. It was really
I'll be watching you. And if I see you walking like this, you're going to see my little red convertible pull over, and I'm going to give you a fitness police ticket. So pump that as well.
And I'm not using my, can everybody hear me? Because I'm not using my microphone.
If you could use your mic, it would appear on the...
Our recording, yeah. Okay. If I can get it on. I'm not moving. Something wrong. All right. Okay. That's okay. I think I covered them with the yoga, and a lot of the cardio classes that we have. There are classes, the cardio to get your energy level up. We have those for 55 plus too. So if you're more high energy and you want to really go, we have those for you. But if you want to take it down a notch, we have really good instructors that can work with you and modify. But the important thing is to get moving. So if being at home isn't what works for you, I know that's really hard for me to do by myself. I need a group. So the classes really help me, and it's a commitment, and it keeps you moving. So again, all of the classes you can try the first time for free, every single one of them. And I do have, if you like to have a card that says first class free, we have a bunch of those up here. You can take them with you and hand them to the instructor. And if you have friends that you want to bring with you, if there's a group of men or a group of ladies and you want to bring them with you to the first class, sometimes bringing a friend helps the first time getting in the door. So whoever you want to bring with you to get you moving. So... I think that's all that I have. Thank you so much, and thank you.
After Christmas, after the holidays. So look for that class in your bulletin. It'll be strong bones, strong bodies.
Okay, that's what it's called. Strong bones.
So it's most definitely for men and women because, you know, after the whole thing in America where we led the world with heart attacks, we took dairy and all kinds of things out of the American diet, and now we have a whole generation of men that have osteoporosis and frail bones also. We didn't realize how important calcium was and that it carried away bad fat. So when we try to do something good, sometimes we do something bad. So, you know, with exercise, male, female, it's so important that you maintain your muscle mass and so important that your bones stay strong because it's a game changer when those things go bad. And you know, and plus you're not going to be gorgeous.
And all of our programs are on the ROC website. So, you know, WROC, I'm forgetting my own website, and I do it constantly. WROC.westminster-church.org. And all of the details are on there and all of the descriptions.
Are they in the back here?
They are. Yeah, they are. In the back of the bulletin where the daily activities, they're all on there, too. So, yeah, thank you. That's an easy way to do it. They
Which
are in the
one
back.
Do you teach?
So I teach the...
What day?
I teach
Tuesday.
At 11:15, I teach the chair exercise, and I'm an arthritis instructor, so those are all exercises that are safe for people that have arthritis, and it helps your arthritis with mobility. And also, I do some bone strengthening in there. But it's a seated class. And Marge is one of my students. She takes all my classes. That's why she looks fabulous. No, thank you. And I also teach the Tai Chi, which I have a lot of husbands and wives in the Tai Chi class. And it's so much fun. In Tai Chi, it's a very gentle art, but it is not for sissies. So Tai Chi was the ancient military art, and we slowed it down and turned it into Tai Chi. In China, the emperor was afraid that the monks would overthrow his government, so he told them that they could not practice their martial arts anymore, so they turned it into Tai Chi, which looks like a dance, and it's very smooth. But if you sped it up, it would actually be karate. And we've renamed all the moves, like leisurely tying the coat, which has nothing to do with leisurely tying the coat. It's a sword attack. But when you do it so slow, it's catch the bird. It's falling out of the nest. Bring it to your tummy. Bring it to your heart. Tuck him back in the nest. He won't go. Put him on a tray. Take him around. Tuck him back into the nest. That's Tai Chi, so soft and so gentle, but it is actually a fighting art. And I think that when you take Tai Chi, it's an art that really keeps you, develops your balance because you have to shift your weight all the time and then you have to remember the moves. But the philosophy is it takes 10,000 times to be perfect. So all of my students are perfect because like we have 10,000 more times before anyone can judge us. So we just like, you know, don't worry. Everybody is good no matter how they do it. And if you forget something, I'm there to coach you through it. And then pretty soon we'll all go to Central Park and everybody in those tour buses will be taking pictures of us. It requires no special clothes, no special shoes. It's just come and try it. I think you'll enjoy it. You feel very peaceful after it. It's very flowing, and we have flute music that we use with it, and you just feel good about yourself.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I appreciate your coming.
I appreciate you! you teenagers have a good rest of your day.